Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Happy almost Friday. Oh, we nearly made it. I don't know why this week has felt even longer than the week before, which was technically the week of recovery from the Super Bowl. I think I mentioned this earlier in the week, but I've talked to some other colleagues in the business, and I'm glad to know I'm not the only one who's still trying to adjust, shall we say, post-football. I'm grateful that we've got time to adjust now, post-football games, but watching NFL Network and their top 10 countdown put me right back in playoff mode. They're up to number four again, by the way, and it is the Niners and the Green Bay Packers and their divisional game in which the Niners had to rally because, as they told us in the first half, their defense was embarrassing and they were humiliated. Ooh, that's such a long time ago now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I hope that you are prepared for the weekend. It is a weekend that will be a challenge for me. And so here's what I need from you. Are you ready? This is easy. You can do it. I know you can do it. Because every time I talk about Penny or pets or we do any type of a dog discussion, you all blast us with your dog photos. So I need some dog photos. That's it. Just some dog photos. Here's the funny thing about dog owners. Most of us, I don't want to put all of us in the same category. We tend to have plenty of photos of our dogs on our phones. How often I've met people, whether it be at church or work or just in other casual walks of life, and we find out the other is also a dog person and we instantly start sharing photos of our pups. So I'm going to need some dog photos. Can you do that? It would really give me some support and encouragement on this edition of the show. So dog photos is all I ask of you. I don't even care if you listen to the show tonight. No, that's not true. I do care, but I'll take the dog photos over anything you might say about sports. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Haven't even logged in there yet, but I know that you all keep us busy on our Facebook page. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It is the calm before the NFL storm. We know that. So the league year, the new league year, starts in March, not after the Super Bowl, not in September when games begin. No, the new league year begins in March. And so we know that they're cooking behind closed doors. We know general managers and front office executives and scouts, they're working furiously to prepare for what some would call the silly season. I would call it the Stonewall serious part of the season. It is, yeah, it's extremely serious, the decisions that are made between now and the end of April when you have the draft. And granted, you can always find guys, maybe unsigned free agents or undrafted guys that you could bring on board. But if you're attempting to change the direction of your franchise, if you're attempting to be one of those teams every year that goes from outside the playoff bubble looking in to a playoff spot, this is the time of the year when you do it. Of course, you have to think about injuries, and of course, you got to put guys in the right positions to succeed. Also, coaching matters. We know that's true as well. But this is when you put the bulk of your roster together. If you have to make salary cap decisions, meaning you have to let guys go because you either have to create room for another one of your players to get a contract, or you have to make space for a different position, or just in general, having to draft guys, knowing that you have to fit top draft picks under your salary cap. You're starting to make the really difficult decisions. What do you need? What do you want? How can you best fill those holes? I'm fascinated by the business of the NFL this time of the year and how it looks behind the scenes. And so we're going to go behind closed doors with a former NFL Executive of the Year, longtime GM. Randy Mueller is a guest a couple times a year from the Pacific Northwest. Actually, is from Idaho, but has made his home in Seattle for a long time. So he will join us at the top of next hour. And we'll ask him how teams are getting in position and also some specific questions about quarterbacks and others who are out there via free agency or the draft. Lots of buzz. It's more speculation and possibility, speculation and potential this time of the year. Randy's great at breaking it down and speaking it in plain English, if you will. So we'll do a little bit of that from inside the NFL. We've also got a couple of pieces of audio that we managed to collect this week from various podcasts, and you know how everyone has a podcast. As I say about the speculation, there's just lots of talk coming off of the last year. Where do teams go from here? We had the start, the very beginning of spring training games. Are you excited? Okay, don't lie. You're not that excited. It's not exciting at all. But the Dodgers and Padres, they got into a pseudo game. It doesn't count. I don't even think they play the same number of innings. They're just out there hoping not to pull a muscle while they're running to first base. And honestly, they're not running to first base. But they are underway in spring training. And then back to basketball as the NBA returns to the hard court. Some intriguing matchups on this first night. I don't know if anyone is still afraid of the Golden State Warriors or thinks they are a franchise to be feared. But they do seem to be playing a lot better. And we talked about it on last night's show with Colin Ward-Henniger. He's from the Bay Area, and we were talking about Klay coming off the bench, but also what's been the difference for them since Draymond Green returned. Well, they got back to action against the Lakers. Sans LeBron, but they got back to action against the Lakers. And Steph Curry started out hot, propelled the team to a win. Nikola Jokic, I don't know that MVP is a top of mind challenge for him right now, would say it's more about the Nuggets finding that championship form. But he continues to defy the odds and defy the critics and defy logic. He's just so good at so many things. I love that we got that from Mike Malone on this Thursday night. I might be going more about Luka Doncic as a dark horse MVP, like I was talking about with Colin last night. And as I say, just various goofy pieces of audio. Maybe we'll do a sad sap of the week or a facepalm Friday. We're just 4 hours from our weekend. Hope that you have some plans in place. I do know that the airport in Newark, New Jersey was slammed and crazy busy. And listen to this. My husband went to take a flight. Got him down there in plenty of time. Two things happened that completely derailed his travel experience. It's so frustrating because there's nothing you can do when these things happen. But he gets down there and he's got a normal-sized carry-on, one of those roller bags. It's not oversized, but the airline was making most of the passengers check their roller bags. Even though they didn't have to pay for them, you get down to the gate and you have to check your roller bag, which means you then have to stand in line at baggage claim. Okay, so that's one thing. He ended up having to check his roller bag, even though it would have fit in the overhead compartment. But again, more and more when I fly, roller bags are actually a no-go. The second they see a roller bag, they either make you drop it and have to wait and pick it up once you get off the plane, or they send it to baggage claim. So I'm actually going more and more with softer side bags just because they fit under the seat sometimes, or they don't tell you to check a soft-sided bag, like a Vera Bradley tote, something along those lines. Anyway, that's a girl thing. But he ends up having to check his roller bag. Then they get all the way out to the runway. I mean, he actually sent me a text. We're taking off. I'm turning off my phone now. Love you. And within 2 minutes, nope, never mind. We're going back to the gate. Apparently, and I don't know what the issue was, the pilot never gave them any information, but there was a woman they had to remove from the plane. And he said she was really frustrated. She, I guess, was talking as she was walking up the aisle, and they can't do this to me. But they ended up going all the way back to the gate, and it took four people to remove her from the plane. So they get her off the plane. Then it's another 20 minutes before they back up from the gate again, probably paperwork, right? Because that's the most important thing when you've got a plane full of people who want to get in the air. Lots of people starting to grumble about their connections. Lots of people upset about the fact that the plane was late. Thankfully, Bob had a direct flight. But again, there's dominoes here. Listen to this. So they are about an hour late because he has to go and stand in line at baggage claim. And because it's late at night on a Thursday at George Bush International in Houston, it takes more than a half hour for his bag to come out. So then the rental car place is closed by the time he gets his bag. So he has to try to get a hold of someone at the rental car place, like the national customer service number. Nobody answering there. Ends up having to take an Uber home. While he's in the Uber, he's trying to cancel the rental car, but then obviously is left without a vehicle. So all of these different dominoes drop. So he gets home. Poor guy, he's sick. He has a viral infection. It's respiratory. Anyway, he is sick. He was out of medicine. He didn't ask me before we left the house to take him to the airport. He thought, oh, I'll just get it. Once I get my rental car, I'll run by a drugstore and I'll get some more meds. Well, he didn't have a car. So poor guy went from, hey, I'm going to be in Houston by 9 o'clock. I'm going to have my rental vehicle. I'm going to stop at the store. I'm going to get some coffee for the next day, blah, 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 to spending extra money on an Uber, not having a rental car, not having meds, not having coffee. Poor guy. I mean, it's one of those nightmare travel experiences that it just keeps getting worse and worse. And zero fault of his own, right? He did everything completely the way that he was supposed to. And the airline just it wasn't just him, but the airline's delays and weird policies threw a whole lot of people, you know, into flux. And don't you love how they come on, the pilot and the flight attendants come on the loudspeaker and they go, "We really apologize for the inconvenience. Thank you so much for your patience." As if you have any choice, right? Because the second you make a stink, guess what happens? You get pulled off the plane, right? So no one's allowed to get frustrated. No one's allowed to voice their concern. No one's allowed to even raise their voice a little bit, because the second that happens, you get pulled off the plane too.
But I need to know what this woman did.
Well,
four people.
Yeah, four people. Bob said she, the only thing, they didn't say anything about it. The only thing that he noticed is that she walked forward. So like, he was sitting in a particular seat. She walked from the back and said, "They can't do this to me." And then at some point got up front, turned around and walked past him again, going back toward where her seat was, grabbed her bag, was doing something. I'm not sure what, but at that point, they were trying to get her to sit down. They were trying to get her to calm down, I guess he said, and they turned around and went back to the gate. So these days, and I'm not saying she didn't do something wrong. She may very well have. You can't threaten flight attendants. You can't make a huge stink. You can't refuse to sit down. All of those are reasons why you are a safety hazard. But it is true that airlines and flight attendants have become a little more sensitive as well over the last 4 years. There have, you know, in some extreme cases, they've been victims of assault and people creating a major ruckus. But now they're told and they're trained that the second this happens, you turn around and you go back. Well, you got an entire plane of people who had to wait a full hour plus to be able to get in the air. And it's almost like they cater to this one person, right, who makes a little bit of a stink. And I'm not, again, I don't know exactly what she said or what happened, but sometimes people just have really bad days. And I've been on a plane before where I've been so frustrated that I've been talking out loud, like, "Come on, let's go. Let's get this plane in the air. I'm going to miss my connection." Or you're asking someone, you're agitated. It's travel is tough. Air travel is tough now. And people get really frustrated. It's a little bit of airline road rage, if you will, right? I mean, how many people get road rage in their cars and they never intended to like lose their minds, but just the stress and the pressure of trying to get somewhere and you have no control over it. And I think more and more in 2024, people tend to voice that as opposed to keeping it to themselves. But yeah, it's just a bummer. And I'm sure he's not the only one. Can you imagine how many people on that plane had the same thing, either missed a connection, couldn't get their car, had to check their bag, running late, who knows what else. But I felt so bad for him. And he's sick on top of everything else. The dude is sick. So, yeah. It makes you feel a little bit better about just being in a radio studio, right? Now, for me, I had a 2-hour round trip to the airport because it was right freaking smack dab in the middle of rush hour, and it was just rough. So, New York City rush hour, but once he told me what was going on, I dare not complain at all about the fact that it took me twice as long to get to and from the airport. So, I just thought, I better keep that to myself. I'm not sick. I didn't get stuck in a plane for an hour longer than I was supposed to. I didn't miss my rental car window and have to get an Uber. Poor guy. I mean, the trip is starting off on a very high note. Oh my gosh. So then, happy almost Friday. Oh my gosh. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, I swear we have done multiple shows on After Hours with people airing their travel grievances. Everyone has a story about some kind of a travel issue. And if you travel a lot, you've got many stories. Travel issues that completely screwed you, where you ended up missing a connection, missing a meeting, missing part of vacation. I actually have some friends in our business. And you remember right out of COVID, so 21, 22 specifically, the number of flights that were canceled or that were delayed or that were combined or just so frustrating. In fact, my niece had a flight booked to Mexico for this week, and the flight ended up getting canceled, and they had no other options. They had to spend twice as much to rebook on another airline with really no recourse. And so it can be really frustrating. Anyway, so I know we've done at least two shows in the past where people have called up and shared their travel issues, but let's not do that. Let's try to go into a fantastic Friday somehow as we say farewell to the work week and head into Friday. You all are sending me pictures of your puppies already. Oh, see, this makes me feel so much better. I'm going to retweet them from our show account, too. So After Hours CBS is where you can find that show account. My Twitter's A-Law Radio. Daniel says, Daniel sends me a picture of his friend's German Shepherd that he loves the other day. Oh, thank you. My gosh. He's beautiful. I don't know if boys are allowed to be beautiful, but they are with their dogs. Donna, she lost her sweet Fritzy to lung cancer 3 weeks ago. Oh, he's so handsome. Oh, it's so hard. And then Kevin sends a picture of his little tyke as well. So thank you for sharing your dog photos. That's all I'm asking of you on this edition of the show. Thanks for hanging out with us and letting me vent on Bob's behalf. I felt so bad. There's nothing you could do, you know? Oh, it's the worst. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Maybe this is going to be a vent session here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Thompson gets doubled, waits for Draymond, hands it to him. 14 the shot clock. Warriors got to go. Pass to Curry. Curry catches. He'll fire and hit a three. And that's how you beat the shot clock. 84-69. Largest lead of the night right now for Golden State. 5:11 to go.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tim Roy on Warriors Radio. Steph Curry starts out hot in this game and has 25 points by halftime, which is exactly what the Warriors needed coming out of the All-Star break. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page as well. It's a simple request on this last show of the work week. Dog photos. That's it. Just some cool dog photos. Steph ends up with 32 in this one to go along with 8 assists. So he actually passes the milestone of 6,000 career assists. And the more and more he plays, the longer he's out there, the healthier he stays, the more of these particular milestones and these select groups that he'll be in with the number of points and certainly the number of assists, and also how about the number of rings that he's amassed. He's the driving force for them offensively, and even with Klay Thompson coming off the bench, they had more than enough offense against the Lakers, who did not have LeBron James. So right now, the Warriors have won 9 of 11. And LeBron, not LeBron, Draymond, his best friend, tells NBC Sports Bay Area that they're feeling really good about where they are coming out of the break.
You always hope that your young guys take a step in the right direction. And as we can see, Jonathan, Kuminga, Brandon, BP, Moses, those young guys, they've unlocked this team. And so I think the possibilities are endless. I think this team has an unlimited amount of potential, and we're trending in the right direction at the right time.
Well, that's true, having won 9 of their last 11, except if you look at the standings, they're not that much closer for all the work that they've done. Now, I do agree that to have your young guys contributing in such a way that you can actually rely on them and you can actually trust them is tremendous as you head into the final 30-ish games of the season. But they are barely above 500. This is with 9 wins in 11 games. They're still just 2 games above 500. And they're sitting in 10th place in the Western Conference. Now, it's worth noting that the entire top 10 of the West is separated by a mere 10.5 games. That's it. They are bunched together. We had talked about this with Colin Ward Hediger last night, but 1 through 4, which is Timberwolves, Thunder, Clippers, Nuggets, bunched together by 2.5 game spread. But then from the Pelicans, who are in the 5 spot, back to the 10 spot, it's only another 5 games that separate all of those teams. So you can go on a run like this and make up some major ground. For the Warriors, it feels like they're comfortable now with the personnel and with the rotation. The young guys are carrying their weight. Obviously, it all starts with Steph Curry, and Steve Kerr certainly knows he's got so much more to bring to the table.
I think this year he's been a little more aggressive in the first quarters in general. just probably because the team is built a little differently. And so I think he feels like, you know, it's okay for him to get going right away. This team can use that. So he just kind of sees what the game is offering and does whatever he needs to do.
Win every game that's in front of you. Build up, you know, joy and an energy and, you know, momentum. But that's a slow process because we really haven't. I mean, there's confidence, but we haven't proven that. You know, we've won 9 out of 11, and this is a good window that we've had. But literally every game matters for us to, you know, do that. So I'm just trying to enjoy what's happening each game, understanding what it's going to take to win that particular game. It's a lofty goal, but we know, you know, we can't get there.
They have confidence. They certainly understand what it takes to win. Going back 2 years ago, they had a surprise, I'm using my air quotations, a surprise run to the NBA Finals. Last year, couldn't win a game on the road to save their lives. And yet still end up beating the Sacramento Kings in the first round. Remember that game 7 was in Sacramento. Though they fall to the Lakers in the next round. Are they a better team than that one? Well, maybe they're deeper. They do expect Chris Paul back at some point. And they've also got this new kind of interesting combination, a 1-2 punch, if you will, coming off the bench in Klay Thompson, which is so weird to say, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. So again, getting the young guys in positions to succeed, putting them on the court with guys who can play off of them in terms of strengths and weaknesses. And that's an area where Steve Kerr has excelled. He's the one that put Draymond Green in the center of that lineup that they have used to such incredible efficiency, or did use to such incredible efficiency, going back to when they were in 4 straight NBA finals. And I know a lot of the personnel has changed, but you're still talking Steph and Dre. Yes, Klay's coming off the bench now, but he certainly understands what you're trying to do and the principles of the offense and the defense. So to be able to assimilate the rookies in, even if you've got guys playing different roles, is also big. And you're seeing it with Klay and with Trayce.
Trayce is such a good finisher. And when Klay comes off pin downs, people are going to, they're scared. They're going to put 2 on the ball. And he just knows that if Trayce, after he sets the screen, if he slips and gets to the rim, he knows Trayce is going to finish. And they've just had a great connection all year on that action.
Finding the silver lining there for Klay Thompson, who did not score well off the bench in this game, but did have a handful of both rebounds and assists. And it's a win. And a win is a win is a win is a win. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page, too. I haven't put a post up on Facebook. See if I can do that. Just looking for your puppy photos. That's it. Maybe I'll share one of mine, and you can reply to it with your puppy photos. Let's see. Straight ahead, a little bit of QB chatter, even as we head up toward the top of the hour with former NFL GM Randy Mueller. But Terry Bradshaw, you know how much he loves the Steelers, but he also loves to talk. Those two things that go together. And some of the speculation about what will happen with the QB musical chairs this offseason. It's kind of interesting to consider the possibilities. And I find that even when we do go over them exhaustively, we still end up with situations that we just didn't expect. 855-212-4227 on Twitter and Facebook. Happy Almost Friday to you.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up. Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Final show of the work week. Next week will be a change yet again. I think producer Jay will be back unless he has some type of travel snafu. But I will only be on After Hours the first four. Oh, no, I take it back. The first four. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Because on Thursday night, I am not hosting this show. Instead, I will be doing the Friday afternoon, 3 to 6 Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific time slot. So I'll be shifting a little bit earlier in the schedule, which means I can't, well, I guess I could technically do both Thursday night and Friday afternoon, but I'm not going to. I'm too old for that. Anyway, so schedule shifting just a little bit this next week. And I don't believe I have any other time off until maybe a Sunday night in April because I have start teaching my class again at Syracuse on the Hill, we call it, in Syracuse, New York, in Western, well, it's upstate New York. That'll be in the month of April. Let me think. So the first Monday in April is right after Easter. So it's not April Fool's Day, which is good because I can imagine the students would either not show up or would not take me seriously. So it's not the first Monday of April, but it's the four after that that I'll be making the trip to Syracuse. So probably take one of those off. But if you remember from last year, for those of you who were with us last spring and have been listening to the show for that long, you know that I did my show from Cuse after the class each of those Mondays. And so that'll be kind of fun. Had students that would hang out with me, kind of filtering them in and out. So it'll be a good challenge again, hoping to tweak and hone the class and maybe improve and add a few elements. But essentially, it's the same class. And what I've been told is that word of mouth is spread. And so there are more people, more students who are signed up for the class this year, though I don't have a final tally yet. Got to start working on that post football. And then in May, I'm out for 2 weeks. That's going to be crazy. I'm out for even longer than I was when I got married because it's the honeymoon. And so we finally get one in May. We delayed it for a lot of reasons, holidays and move and playoffs and blah, blah, blah. But coming up in May, we'll finally get a chance to check out. And when I say check out, I will be checked out for 2 weeks, as in the longest stretch I've ever been off social media, the longest stretch that I've ever been away from, I don't know, the mainstream, I suppose. No doubt we'll text back to our families and maybe a couple friends as well. But for the most part, we plan on being completely checked out. Ooh, cannot wait. Cannot wait. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's still 2 months away, so I can't get that excited. If you will check out Twitter, A-Law Radio, you will see that I shared a photo of my puppy from just a few hours ago. Poor thing. She's getting tired. Well, getting tired. She's more tired now. But she is such a good girl and such a trooper and starting to realize how much she's dealing with. Don't want her to suffer. I know that dogs have a higher pain tolerance, but she's definitely dealing with a lot now. And I think some of her health challenges are making life ever more difficult. So had a call with the vet on Thursday and have to make some tough decisions in the next couple days, but I did take a couple new photos of her and shared one there on Twitter. And so if you want to reply to my photo of Penny with your own dog photos, That would really make me happy. Oh my gosh, you're already blowing up my social media, which is awesome. Thank you. So yes, please go ahead and send your photos. I'll see if we can retweet those from our show account, if we can figure out a way to do that. And then on our Facebook page, I haven't gotten to it yet. I will absolutely do that before the next half hour is done. Top of the hour, Randy Mueller, former NFL GM and executive of the year, who now has the GM Football podcast on The Athletic. He's going to join us from Seattle. So I had to make sure where he was, whether it was Seattle or Idaho. He happens to be in Seattle right now in the wake of the season. Can't wait to pick his brain about what's happening behind closed doors for NFL front offices as we approach the start of the new league year. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. This is always goofy to me when you have people just randomly throwing ideas out there. And because they come from former members of the football fraternity, I think we tend to take them a little more seriously. And there are times when they are connected and plugged in and they have information that we do not. But a lot of times they're spitballing just like the rest of us. So Chad Ochocinco, who along with Shannon Sharp has a very popular podcast. It's called Nightcap, I believe. It's one of the relatively new podcasts from the sports world, but they have turned it into a big deal. Here's how they bill it. You don't have to wait until the morning to get your sports headlines and the analysis of the latest sports stories. We give them to you at night. Oh, huh. What a novel idea. Okay. I'm not sure that's exclusive to you, but all right.
Sounds familiar.
That does sound vaguely familiar. Wonder who else has been doing that for, I don't know, 12 years here at CBS Sports Radio. Your nightcap. I don't know. What's a more creative title for your show? Is it After Hours or is it Nightcap, Ryan?
After Hours is like more like club and fun. When I hear Nightcap, I think of like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, okay.
With like a whole sleeping gown, slippers. That's what I think of.
All right, cool. Well, see, Ryan thinks ours sounds a little hipper. Apparently, and I just read this, I think it was on the YouTube cap, they want you to pull up your drink and hang out with them while you watch the show.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Anyway, theirs is called Nightcap. It's a formula that we know works because we've been doing it here on After Hours for over a decade. And Chad Ochocinco loves to drop these types of nuggets where he gets people all stirred up. And so now he says he's hearing of the destination for Russell Wilson.
A little birdie told me, and I said this many shows ago, that Russell Wilson coming on over there to the Steelers.
I think right now I saw on DraftKings the betting favorite is Justin Fields to end up in Pittsburgh.
No, he's going to Atlanta. I told you, I got the script.
Maybe playing off the fact that the NFL did a promo preseason in which they pretended to draw up a script to kind of play out the 2023 season and the playoffs. And I don't know whether or not that script included the Chiefs going back to back. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So Chad Ochocinco, along with Shannon Sharp, who is one of my all-time favorite NFL players. Boys, he created a whole new career for himself in many ways. Chad believes that you've got Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh. And then you hear Shannon jump in with, wait about Justin Fields. No, no, no. I've read the script. Okay, well then, keeping that in mind, Russell Wilson to Pittsburgh. Here's former Steelers quarterback, former Steelers great, Terry Bradshaw, who's a guest on the Rich Eisen show, and he doesn't think the Steelers should make a move.
I love Pickett.
You do.
Kenny Pickett is... I tell you what, Rich, I know him. I know him well. And he's fiercely competitive. He's tough-minded kid. Things don't bother him. I really like him a lot.
If you are a member of Steelers Nation, do you take the word or the speculation of Chad Ochocinco over Hall of Fame QB Terry Bradshaw? do you believe that either one of them has any real insight, or if this is mostly them just talking out of their nose? That's they're not what delusional. I was going to say. You think they're both delusional?
So they have no idea what's going on.
Guessing then.
Yes.
A lot of it is exactly what happens this time of the year is people speculate about right fits. They maybe hear something from an agent or hear something from another analyst or an insider, and they run with it as though it's gospel. Terry Bradshaw does not like the idea of trading for that young QB from Chicago.
They're going to beat him up, and they're going to want to trade for Fields in Chicago. And I say that's a huge mistake. You don't need Fields. Stay with what you got. Just build him up. I'm going to say this for the 10,000th time in this year. Surround not only Kenny, but any of these young quarterbacks, the kid and with the Bears, surround them with talent. Why is Purdy successful with the 49ers, Rich? Look at all that talent, and look at that coach calling plays.
Surround your quarterback with talent, and then he'll be called a game manager, and people will pile on him because they don't think he's got the goods. But Terry Bradshaw says that's what you're supposed to do because that's how you turn your young quarterback into a winner. Sounds like a recipe for success, in my opinion. Duh, why do you want your young quarterback carrying the load all by himself? It's not a reason to be ashamed that not every quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. It's just not every quarterback starts out their career like C.J. Stroud. Nah, I agree. The issue with a lot of young quarterbacks is they're out there trying to do it themselves. They don't have an offensive line in front of them. They don't have weapons around them. Yeah, there's a reason why Brock Purdy could step right into the Niners lineup and do what he was told. And of course, he's got the talent. I'm not saying he doesn't, but he's also following the game plan. He's also executing without going off script. How many young quarterbacks do we see do that? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Tony, who's listening in Tijuana, Mexico. Maybe he's not listening. Maybe he's busy. Tony. He's loading something. He's loading a cargo ship. Maybe he's hiding in the back of a truck.
I don't speak Spanish.
You don't? Well, I do, but he's not speaking to us. So.
Tony.
Hello? Yeah, hi.
Tony, you're up, sir.
Oh, sorry about that. By the time I took the call, I was already in Tijuana.
Got you. Okay. So you're in Tijuana or no?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I started the call in San Diego, but now I'm in Tijuana.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. We got about 2 minutes. Go.
Okay. The Chargers, mm-hmm. after all these years, the suffering fans from San Diego and now they're in L.A., the move with Harbaugh really gives me reason to be a fan again.
Oh,
I really think that with him and Herbert, I'm not saying they're going to take over Mahomes, but can really make it, you know, a challenge.
Well, I'm glad you have reason for hope. That makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, it's my birthday weekend, so hopefully hope is alive.
I think there's a lot of reason to be hopeful there, not only because he's a former quarterback himself and the different guys he's worked with in the NFL, so can get the most out of Herbert, but he's real good at motivating and getting guys to buy in. He's got a lot of energy. He's certainly a winner. His reputation precedes him. He's not a newbie in the NFL. Not only did he play, but he previously coached a team to a Super Bowl there. So I think that he stands in the locker room and there's instant credibility.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I just hope that ownership doesn't get in the way. And if it can happen, that would be great. And our hearts have been broken so many times since Bobby Ross or Coryell.
Right.
But hopefully this will be the year that maybe I'll be a Charger fan again.
I like it. Okay. Well, you be safe. Thank you so much for your phone call and thanks for listening. In Tijuana. Well, that's pretty quick crossing of the border. No, the show's not even an hour old and he did not call first thing, right? So maybe called what, like a half hour ago?
Yes. He was in motion.
And went from San Diego to Tijuana that quickly. Huh. I assume the border crossing was a little tougher. Maybe he has dual citizenship. Or maybe I'm sure he did it the legal way. All right. Coming up, Randy Mueller, NFL Executive of the Year in 2000, former GM. He'll join us to talk about what's happening behind closed doors. CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.